Mesechtas Brachas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnayos continue to give examples of occasions that one makes a bracha on for that occasion. The Mishnah says, Bana Bayis Chadash, if someone builds a new house, Vekana Kelim Chadashim, or he purchased new Kelim, new things, new items, things that bring a simcha, that make him happy. Omer, he says the bracha, Baruch Shechiyanu, thanking Hashem for living and reaching this special time that he acquired these new things. The Mishnah continues, Mevarach al ra me'ina taiva. One makes a bracha on ra, on bad occurrences, even when they have me'ina taiva, they have a little good mixed in them too. He still makes the bracha on bad, which is dayan ha'emes. Vala taiva, and the Mishnah says, Vala taiva, and on good things, me'ina ra, that have a little bad in them, he also makes the bracha on taiva, which is HaTeva Metiv, that was discussed in the last Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, HaTzayik L'Shaver, if someone cries out in Tefillah on something that happened already in the past, HaRezu Tefillah Shav, this is a useless Tefillah. The Ketzad, what is an example of this? Haisa Ishtei Me'uberes, someone whose wife is pregnant, V'Amar, and he says, a tefillah, yihi ratzon, it should be the will of Hashem, shetelet ishti zachar, that my wife should give birth to a boy. Harezu tefillah shav, this is a useless tefillah because it has already been set whether or not the baby is going to be a boy or a girl. And this is talking about after 40 days into the pregnancy, that it's already set. It's a tefillah shav, it's a useless tefillah to daven for the gender of the baby. The Mishnah continues, Hayabah baderech, if he was traveling on the road, v'shama kol tzvacha be'ir, and he hears a screaming, a crying coming from the city, v'amar, and he says a tefillah, yihi ratzon, it should be the will of Hashem, shal yu elu b'nei besi, the screaming should not be coming from my house, from my family, harezu tefillah shav, this is also a useless tefillah, because it's in the past, something has already occurred, and he's davening to affect it, and that's a tefillah shav, a useless tefillah. There's a fascinating Me'iri on the Gemara here in Brachas that learns that although tefillah doesn't help in these situations, however, bitachon works even on the past. I don't know how that works, but that's what the Me'iri says based on a story brought in the Gemara on this Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. Hanichnas l'krach. Someone who enters into a city, mispal shtayim, he should daven two tefillahs. Achas b'chnisasei v'achas b'yitziasei. One when he enters the city and one when he leaves the city. And he should daven to Hashem that he should be safe while entering. He should be safe. There should no danger should befall upon him entering the city as well as leaving. He should daven for his safety leaving the city. Benazai Amir Benazai says arba. He should have four tefillas. Shtayim b'chnisasei v'shtayim b'yitziasei. Two as he enters the city and two as he leaves the city. And he explains, what are these two? V'naisen haidah l'sha'avar, he should give thanks on the past. V'tzayek l'asad lavay, and he should cry out in tefillah on the future. When entering the city, he should give thanks that he was able to come and enter the city, as well as daven for his safety in this that he's entering the city. And the same when he leaves, give thanks for leaving safely and daven that he should continue to have safety as he leaves the city.